This reading passage is Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. Like apples of gold in setting of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through Proverbs lecture, Father God wants us to show us how to fear God and how important the word of Father God is and how to reach sanctification. And He also teaches us the importance of the words that we speak every day. Now, I'm going to talk about the words spoken in the right circumstances in the right way. So, I'm going to talk about the a right word, which appears in Proverbs 24, verse 26. And then I'm going to explain and tell you three ways to speak word right. Proverbs 24, 26 says, "He kisses the lips, so who gives a right answer?" Here, you have to know the correct meaning of right. This right does not mean that you come up with an answer that can please others. The right answer means the answer that best suits the heart of Father God in the truth. In the truth, suiting the heart of Father God, best suiting. So the word spoken right can be possible when you become one with Father God's heart by following and pursuing the truth in your life. And then, when you speak words, then it is like giving kisses to Father God with full of love and respect. You know, when you're kissed by someone that you love, then you want to do everything. Father God is the same. We have to study our words that we speak, and we have to correctly understand whether those words are right in the sight of Father God. Proverbs 25, verse 15 says, "Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances." Well, if you have a beautiful apples made of gold, where would you put those apples? Definitely, you don't want to put them on a very old and dirty tray. You want to put in a very beautiful settings, like made of gold or silver, to make those apples outstanding, which can please other people. Now, the Bible compares the gold apple in a silver settings with the word spoken in right circumstances. Depending on in what situation and how you speak, even though it is the same word, it may give birth to life, or it may drive people to die. So tonight, I'm going to tell you three ways to speak word right. First, you have to speak words that are in accordance with the will of Father God. Father God's will is to save souls, and it is also love and making peace. It is the words that can strengthen others as you love them. They are the words that can give joy to others. They can give life to others. Then they are the right words. You may excerpt some verses from the Bible. Those words are very beautiful words. However, if those words are used to break peace, or if they are used to judge or condemn others, then they are not the right words. For example, you are in a meeting and you have to, you know, discuss a matter. Now, a boss, I mean, the leader in the meeting, you know, insists in his own idea, and others want to, you know, reject the idea. Well, then the boss says, sacrifice, I mean, obedience is better than sacrifice. And others say, even though you are the leader, it is more proper to follow the will of others. Of course, what they spoke are all the words of truth. However, they use those words to break peace. It is like putting beautiful apples made of gold into a very dirty trash. How can Father God be pleased if you use the word of God to defend you and to argue with other people? Father God says, the name of Father God should not, you should not use the word of Father God in the wrong way. So you first have love. Then when you speak words, that words can give birth to life. Think of Joshua and Caleb. They look at that land flowing with milk and honey. They remember the word of God. And they said, in Numbers 14:9, only do not rebel against the Lord and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. So, the right words on the right time is not the words of fear or sorrow. What Father God wants at that moment was the compassion or profession of courage. After Joshua and Caleb spoke those words, they were blessed to enter the land, which was the land of milk and honey. Unlike other spies, they showed faith and obedience, and they knew the heart of Father God. So they spoke words that can please Father God. Remember, Senior Pastor, have you ever heard from him saying negative words or complaining against God? He always has made of, you know, confession of faith. He never blocked the blessing. He knew he was foolish. Whenever he drinks or eats or whatever he has done, you know, whatever he has done, you know, he only has lived his life to glorify Father God. And since he knows the heart of Father God, he could give the best answer that Father God was waiting for. It was the word of truth, word of faith, and the word of, you know, pursuing goodness and peace. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit. He was able to speak the words right. If you listen to Genesis lecture, the lecture explains the humanity of Father God, the Trinity. And it is spiritual humanity that belongs to divinity. Father God's humanity is the humanity to do only the goodness by discerning goodness from evilness. However, the humanity of the fleshly people cannot discern goodness and evil. And they speak and do things according to their emotion and feelings. With that kind of humanity, they say they do things according to their humanity. But Father God says we can possess the same humanity that Father God has. 2 Peter 1:4 says, for by this he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature. So, if you cast off the fleshly nature and accomplish the heart of spirit, you can be the partakers, or you can have, you can possess the divine nature. Your nature will become spiritual nature. You will be very close to Father God's humanity. Of course, you cannot have the perfectly identical humanity that Father God has, because Father God is the only one who possesses the humanity that belongs to perfect divinity. However, you can become the partaker. You can come close. Among the forefathers of faith, Elijah, Enoch, Abraham, Moses, they were full of humanity and divinity that belongs to Father God. That's why Elijah was taken out alive, and Enoch could walk with Father God. Abraham became Father God's friend, and Moses was able to talk with Father God. This is the reason that Father God cultivates mankind, which is to make us His true children. If you can completely and perfectly unite with the one that you love, and knowing what he or she wants and do exactly the way they want you to do, then how happy both of you will become. If children can understand their parents' mind, will, and heart, and do exactly the same, then how happy the parents will be. The parents will be so happy. Senior pastor gave us many examples. Let's say your parents want to have a steak, and if the children, buy them, steak, they will love it. But what if the children have some special, food in their mind and, offer them? Then the parents will not be, happy, because the parents want, steak. But, children, they serve, Italian, the very fine cuisine and pasta or something. Do you think the parents will be happy? If you truly love Father God, you confess like that. You say you are faithful to Father God's duty. But what Father God wants is that you cast off evil, cast off sin, jealousy and envy, and become the one, who possess the heart of Father God. But without doing it, you just say you love Father God and you were faithful to Father God. So look back on yourself. Now, the parents got birthday. Your parents want to go to Jeju Island. That's what they want. Then you have to ask them what they want to do, and you just take them to Jeju Island. However, you think, well, if they go to Palm Springs, they will love it. They will be healthy. They can enjoy the beautiful scenery around and in the Palm Springs. They will love it. You make your own schedule and then you invite to them. You invite them to the hotel that you liked before. Do you think the parents will like it? You have to do what your parents like. That's that can please your parents, and your parents will be very happy. Now, Father God wants you to have the heart of Father God and stand on the rock of faith and come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Through the sacrifice and tears of our senior pastor. Without saying, I've been faithful, I love you, just as you heard the testimony of Senior Deaconess Kang, she was faithful. But she thought to herself that, this is what I did. She couldn't make it, but she was able to change when she confessed that everything was done by the grace of God. And she was able to change. That's what we gotta do. We have to know the heart of Father God. We have to know His will. And when we obey according to it, the Father God will be pleased and we can be loved by Father God. Father God wants you to go to the east, but you go to west. What will happen? Father God will be displeased and you cannot make Father God pleased. You have to obey the way Father God wants you to do, then Father God will be pleased. Well, of course I want to do it. But I don't know His will and His mind. How can I do that? Well, we know it very well. We learn it through our senior pastor. We learned how to understand Father God's heart and will. How to make communication with Father God. How to hear the clear voice of the Holy Spirit and be guided by the Holy Spirit. How to receive wisdom and understanding from Father God. Our senior pastor taught us many, many ways, and you have to learn them, remember them, and practice them. That's what our senior pastor taught us. Through many messages, senior pastor has taught us those ways. As I, you know, listen to Proverbs lectures again, I remember the senior pastor delivered so many precious messages again and again, but we don't remember them all. Father God wants to have someone that can, who can share love with Him by understanding His heart. So if we can understand His heart and mind, Father God will be pleased. As we understand His heart, and as we act according to His will, then He will be pleased. To the extent we have faith and change by a change in the truth, we can communicate with Father God through the same heart, and we can speak the words that are proper in the sight of God. And Father God will be pleased as we do so, and He will guide us. We have to always think what we should do to speak the words right. We have to always think what is the good will of Father God. You may say it is the will of Father God, but it may not. So you have to empty yourself. You have to erase yourself. I did it. I served them. I did this much. I gave up. If you have this I, ego, you cannot do it by the will of God. Every day you have to lower yourself, empty yourself, and try to act by the will of God. You have to work, study, to understand the will of Father God. Well, by the grace of God, I look back on myself, what I should do to fill my deficiency or the shortages. Then I realized that I've lived my life according to conscience. Well, I mean, my standard of goodness was a lot different from the standard of Father God's goodness. As I look back on my life, I repent. Father, if I had lived my life by the standard of Father God's goodness, then I would have made it beautifully now. But Father God, thank you for now that I discovered it now. I would like to change the way you want me to change, Father. There were times that we didn't know about the whole gospel of holiness. But even after we learned the gospel of holiness, we made it. We didn't change, but we made it our frameworks and self-righteousness. So we have to seriously study and think the good will of Father God. And then we can speak the right words and we can make the right confession. not only under the beautiful sunlight, but even under the harsh stormy wind, we should be able to glorify our Father God. I hope that you can make it. The second way to speak the right words is to possess, is to respect a wise reprover, and to possess a listening ear. Proverbs 25:12 says, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Well, you wear earrings and ornaments to make yourself beautiful, right? However, we can change beautifully as we consider a wise reprover and a listening ear more precious than those ornaments and earrings, then you can change more beautifully. As you like, reproof of a wise man and listen to his word, that you can leave from the way of death to life, and then you can receive answer to your heart's desires. You are close to spirit, but as you listen to reproof, then you suddenly experience to go into spirit. Well, let me tell you how to become a wise reprover. When you have to reprove someone, you have to, make them truly repent after, they listen to you. However, if you speak, plausible words to make them feel good or to comfort them, but if they fail to repent, that's not wise reproof. And you should not reprove them just any time. You have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. For example, you have two children, two brothers. They argued, and you have to reprove them. Then you have to listen to them correctly from both of them. However, if you don't listen to them both, or for example, you listen to the elder brother, and if you reprove the younger brother, then it's not right. You have to listen to them both. If you reprove the younger brother in front of the elder brother, or vice versa, then you will break peace between them. I see those cases a lot. I can see what happens in the family just listen to mothers talking. My first son does this, but my second son doesn't do this. They are already biased. Whenever she does something, she is always biased to the first son. And she always reproves the second son first. My second son is perfect. No, she likes the one who has strong responsibility. Or there are mothers who like children who is very speaks very plausible words and very close to their mother. Usually they are biased, and they do not treat their children fairly. As I grew up, well, I'm so thankful to Senior Pastor. Whenever we did something wrong, all three of us were punished together, and we protected each other. Otherwise, we will be punished together. That's how Senior Pastor grew us up. Let's say my mother and the father had an argument. Why? The father takes the side of the first son, but the mother takes the side of the second son. Then once they find that kind of heart and change that, that they could be chained finally. So you have to know whether you have the self-righteousness and break the peace. You can break peace if you slander others in front of others. So when you reprove your children, you have to understand your children first. You should be able to ask why you did that. Well, Senior Pastor always asked us first, why did you do that? Why? He gave us enough time or enough chance to make an excuse. Because of this, we did that. Then Senior Pastor understood it and explained. And then he helped us what was wrong that we did so that we could understand it is something that we have to change. So, say, you should not speak words recklessly between parents and children, between colleagues, in your school, in your work. You may speak recklessly, but you have to always think first and understand others and consider the situation and then speak. Even if you make the same reproof, some people can listen to it well and be blessed later, but there are others who cannot listen, and they rather stumble. Even if you reprove someone, even if he says, no, please touch me, please reprove me, I'm ready to take whatever you say. But in his heart, he doesn't want to be reproved. You have to correctly be guided by the Holy Spirit. And even if it is a good reproof, even though you know that, when you reprove him, like that, he can be changed, you have to wait for the right timing. You have to know the good, you have the right timing, and you have to find the goodwill of Father God first. Then when the listener is ready, then when you make a right reproof, then he can truly change. I thought of when I was quite young. I think I was quite introverted, but I became active later on. Why? When I was a kid, I couldn't greet grown-ups. Then senior pastor explained, my daughter Myung Lee is introverted, so she didn't greet you, but next time she would do it better. I remember what he said. Sometimes you lose timing to greet someone, right? You think nobody knows. You are introverted and you want to do it, but you lost the timing. But senior pastor knew it. What happened? So she, quite introverted, but she wanted to greet you. But, she will do it next time well. Then I remembered, when this happens again, I will make sure to greet him next time. So I was not that active from the beginning. I was very shy and introverted. But when I didn't greet people, those people used to say, well, you shouldn't do that. You have to greet when you're meeting the elders. I was good at raising my hand, show my, insist my opinions in my class. Because senior pastor explained to me what I should do when teachers say something that I already knew. So all these were done by the training of senior pastor. So I was so thankful when I thought that. So it is right to understand their situation and their mind and give touch or reprove them. When we come to senior pastor teaches us, right? You have to repent of this thing and you have to break the wall of sin before Father God. As he says that, he considers our situation and he understands our hearts because he was sick too. Well, I'm under training, spiritual training. When I pray for sick people, I was so thankful to pray with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. However, I am healthy, and I pray for the sick one. But somehow, for the last month, I was under the spiritual training, and then now when I look at people who are sick, you know, tears are coming, tears are welling up in my eyes, and I think of senior pastor. He was sick and bad for 7 years. And whenever he prayed for sick people, he had the heart of those sick people, and he understood those the patients, and he prayed with tears. As I remember them, it touched my heart, and it made me very thankful. He said he would drive away poverty from the Maming congregation. He was, you know, so sorry to see, you know, poor people in Maming church. And whenever he thinks of them, you know, he was so sorry and he had pain in his heart. Instead of saying, why can't you do that? He rather understood our hearts and he put himself into our shoes. The one of the important things for the workers of the church is that you should know how to discern what you should speak and what you should not speak according to others' heart and the level of faith. Sometimes you have to speak a very plausible words or words of comforting, or sometimes you have to give a harsh reproof. There was a worker who comes to me very often. Whenever I saw her, I feel sorry. So sometimes, you know, I reproved her. But Deaconess, you are faithful. You look faithful. However, you point others. You should not judge others. You should rather understand their hearts first. Next time, I repeat what I said before. Then she received God's revelation. And she said, I got God's revelation. And then I was so sorry when I read God's revelation to her. Father God said to her, well, what he said was, you know, almost identical to what I said to her. However, she was judging and condemning herself, and she had negative thoughts about herself. When I read that, I said to myself, why didn't I understand her situation and her heart? She was, you know, complaining to herself. She was sorry about what she wasn't able to do. So she was, you know, judging herself. So if I understood her heart, I should rather encourage her. I should tell her that she could do it. And I should have, you know, comforted her. I realized this after she got revelation from Father God. Then I thought myself that I should become the servant of God who can understand others' hearts well. Even though we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we have to pray once more, we have to understand others' hearts once more, and we have to correctly discern what we should speak and what we should not speak. When we are full of the Holy Spirit, I mean, when people are full of the Holy Spirit, they usually, some of them come to us and, you know, ask us to reprove them. However, even in that situation, I mean, later on, when they lose their fullness, you know, they take what we reprove them incorrectly and they stumble. So, all the time, we have to be guided by the Holy Spirit all the time, and we have to do according to Father God's will. Unless people come in to change into spirit, they can stumble in just any time. You may think it is time to reprove them. However, if the timing is not right, then you should not reprove them. You should wait, or you have to make them understand by talking about in public. And best of all, you have to do it, do all those things in goodness and love. Some people seem to need comfort. If you truly are guided by the Holy Spirit, and whatever you speak to them, they will accept them, they will take them easily. However, if you cannot discern the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, if you don't understand Father God's will, it cannot happen. So you have to be correctly guided by the Holy Spirit first. So, if you are a reprover, you have to be wise enough to do it in the work of the Holy Spirit. If you are a listener, you have to listen to them well, and you have to take their reproof as if they are precious earrings and ornaments. Well, I discovered my deficiencies and shortages after I came into spirit. I was so thankful to Father God and to the shepherd. I'd rather visit more members. I should arm myself with the word of God more and better. I thought I was doing okay, because I invested more time on studying and working. However, as I'm under this time of trial, I have to find the minutest untruth in my heart. I have to find it, and I have to have the nature to come into, or the attributes to come into Holy Spirit. I prayed, I worked my duty, as I think of shepherd and souls, I shed tears. So I'm doing okay. However, as I'm under the blissful in the trial, I am thankful all the time, every time. Without this trial, I would be confused that I was doing okay. When Father God measures our level of faith, why didn't my level of faith didn't increase? Everything is done by the grace of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit and by the shepherd. We should be able to say like that instead. Every hour, every minute, I thought of shepherd and tried to become a help to the shepherd. However, I didn't my best to discover the smallest and trivialest untruth in my heart. But now, as I am under spiritual trial, I can find those things, and I'm so thankful to make me the true child of God. Now, the people of Holy Spirit, they emptied themselves and lowered themselves a lot, but they didn't think they were doing okay. They were not satisfied. This is what I realized, and I am so thankful nowadays. In yourself, in you, in the meeting, through reproof, you may discover your trivialist and untruth that you didn't recognize before, you didn't acknowledge before. You should be thankful, and you have to hang on to it. Father, I heard this, and I didn't know it. But I thank you for finding it. And you have to pray, hang on to it, and change it. There was a story. Let me tell you the story. There was a very arrogant old lady. Now, she came to have a very clever daughter-in-law. Neighbors around said that new daughter-in-law will be in big trouble. However, the mother-in-law was very quiet. She was unlikely. However, there was a reason. The first day the daughter-in-law came in, she gave her hard time. The mother-in-law gave her hard time. She even insulted the daughter-in-law. However, she said, I mean, when the mother-in-law said, didn't you learn these things from your house, at home? However, the daughter-in-law was very polite. I tried to learn this. However, I learned more things from you. Please teach me whatever I cannot do. So she became quiet. One day, the mother-in-law said, you graduated from college, and didn't you learn this from your college? But the daughter-in-law said, in a very humble manner, I mean, the mother-in-law insulted her, right? But the daughter-in-law said, even though the people graduate from colleges, there are so many things to learn. She was doing it like this all the time. You know, she didn't react. I mean, daughter-in-law didn't, you know, complain against her mother-in-law. So, the mother-in-law rather became sorry, and finally she said, well, you want it. Everything is in your charge now. The mother-in-law tried to, you know, take the control of her daughter-in-law, but the daughter-in-law was very humble, and the mother-in-law could not get the control of her and the daughter-in-law. Man of goodness can move the hearts of those who are very stubborn or insisting on their own opinions. Man of goodness can guard your lips. However, when something is wrong, they put blame on themselves and try to change and touch others' hearts. Well, even if you graduate from college, you may not know how to cook. Then you say, well, I didn't learn it even though I graduated from college, so please teach me. If you speak like this in a very humble manner, you can comfort others' hearts. You may give life to others who stumble, or you can give strength to people who need that strength. I hope that you can make it. The third way to speak the word right is to speak the words that can refresh your master's heart. Proverbs 25 verse 13 says, like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. If you used to farm before, you know how refreshing a cold water is in a harvest day. If you put ice cube, if you put a little bit of sugar in it, then that water will be so refreshing. Well, when you harvest the rice or wheat, then you can find many chaffs or you can find many dust from it. You know, it may hurt your nostrils or, you know, it may hurt your skin. Your body is covered with dust and, you know, sweat. However, when you drink a cold water, a cup of, you know, a glass of cold water, then you may feel refreshed all over. I mean, if you can have a very cold noodle, you know, icy, a tasty noodle, then you will feel so good. I mean, before we start this church, before senior pastor started this church, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee evangelized people in this way. She invited people over, and in the summertime, the wind from, you know, the fan was, you know, hot. But she invited the people in her district and served them with cold noodle. And then had the district service or district prayer meeting. And then they prayed together for their, you know, common troubles. They enjoyed their dish and cold noodle. And sometimes, from time to time, a senior pastor came and delivered the message, and they were so happy. You know, she gave, you know, happiness to those, you know, neighbors, like in the refreshing water. We should be able to plant the word of God like the refreshing water for the hearts of our neighbors. While in Israel, the temperature goes up to 40 or 50. So how hard could it be for those in farmers in the harvest day? However, the faithful messenger brings the cold and refreshing water to his master. We have to understand master's heart. Our master is our Father God, or our neighbors, our parents, or colleagues, or our bosses, or seniors. We should be able to refresh them. Joseph was such a man. Even though he was sold as a slave to Egypt, his master Potiphar made him the steward. In the strongest country, Egypt, the Potiphar was trusted by the king. So you can imagine what kind of position he might have. However, the young Joseph was in charge of everything, and you know the Potiphar didn't interfere with his business. Then you can understand how much the Potiphar trusted Joseph. And it is also easy to guess how much Joseph refreshed his master's heart. It was Egypt. He was not in charge of his own people, the Gentiles. However, the young Joseph was in charge. Why? Because he was able to refresh his master's heart. Potiphar saw Joseph, even though he was young, he was honest, and he knew that Father God made everything Joseph did prosperous, and the result was always satisfactory. So Potiphar loved it. Whenever he had some problems, Joseph came up with solutions by the guidance of the Father God, so Potiphar could trust him. So whenever or whatever happens in his family, Potiphar thought of Joseph. And finally, he put Joseph in charge of everything in his house. Since Joseph had the faithfulness in Father God in his heart, he was able to understand his master's heart and won his trust and refresh his master's heart. Colossians 3:22 says, "Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external services, as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord." As children of Father God, we should be able to please not only our Father God, but everyone that we serve. A sister came and said, the sister said to senior pastor, "I was trying to become help to you, but I couldn't make it. So I'm sorry." Senior pastor said, "Well, don't think like that. You are doing perfectly okay. You become great strength to me, help to me. You are doing perfectly good." What senior pastor said cleared up all the burdens of her, because she was under great burden of feeling that she wasn't doing the right job to give strength to senior pastor. And then she committed sin before, and she knew that she was able to break the wall of sin. But when she was, when her heart was comforted by what senior pastor said, her burden was gone. "Since you did this, you have to solve this." Instead of saying that, why don't we comfort their hearts and refresh their mind first? Saul was so evil, he chased David to kill him. However, David treated his enemy who was trying to kill him well, and he rather touched his heart. 1 Samuel 24, verse 11 says, Now my father, see, indeed, see the edge of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the edge of your robe and did not kill you. Know and perceive that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands, and I haven't sinned against you, though you are lying in wait for my life to take it. Saul was chasing David to kill him with soldiers. However, David won the battles for Saul, and he played the harp to drive away demons from Saul. However, Saul chased him to kill him, but David said, Call him my father. Even for a moment, Saul was touched by what David said. And Saul made the confession of goodness. Now, since he is so evil, he tries to kill me or destroys me instead of complaining to Father God like that. Why don't you understand his heart and pray, Father God, please understand, let me understand his heart and let me help to him. Why don't you make confession like this? We have to look back on our prayers and confessions that we make. Remember the confession of King Saul and King David. They did that. But that's not it. You have to remember that they knew the humanity of Father God that belongs to the divinity of Father God. And they didn't put blame on others who were chasing them, who were trying to kill them. They'd rather make a confession of faith and goodness and touch their hearts. You may find someone or people who hate you at your work or around you. Then you have to look back on yourself, what kind of word you speak to those people who hate you. 2 Corinthians 3:3 says, Being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone but on tablets of human hearts. 1 Corinthians 1:17 says, For Christ did not send me to baptize but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void. And 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Even though he was on the cross, our Lord, he didn't put blame on others who tried to kill him. He'd rather pray for them, to Father God to forgive them. We should be able to pray like that. 12 disciples, Deacon Stephen, just as they prayed, just as Apostle Peter said, just as, you know, Moses manifested miracles. If you are a worker of Christ, if you are a letter of Christ, the confession that you make should be the confession of faith and goodness that Father God can be pleased with. These words explain that that we are sent by Father God to save people of the world. Like we understand the writer's heart as we read their letters, as we speak, and as we do things, we have to give out the Christ, the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And people will, as people listen to the gospel that we preach, they can understand what Father God is and what our Lord is. Let's say we went to, someone smoked by the residence of senior pastor. And when even though senior pastor spotted those students, I mean the student was smoking by senior pastor. When senior pastor spotted him, he said, Hi, and he passed by him. Then the student changed later on. I was such a spoiled student, but I'm changed. Why? Because senior pastor didn't reprove me as I smoked. He rather said hi. Just as senior pastor in the confessed, when someone, spoke you, you have to be rather able to understand their hearts and comfort them. Now, let's look back on our prayers. Examine our prayers. He gives me trouble. Please, let me be not hurt. What do you think of David? Saul was giving me trouble. He is trying to kill me. He's chasing me. David didn't pray like that. He was so sorry to cut off the edge of Saul's robe because he remembered that Saul was anointed by Father God. He was so sorry. He rather said, "My father," to Saul and touched his heart. You can easily imagine what kind of prayer, you know, David made. He must have made prayer thinking of Saul and crying, shedding tears. We have to examine our prayers. Are we praying as we talk about our sufferings and pain to Father God? From time to time, when we do what we are supposed to do, then we say, "Father God, I did good, right?" Well, someone is hurt, but you think you did what you're supposed to do. Then do you think Father God will consider you did the right job? Don't you think Father God will rather, you know, want you to comfort the one and who is hurted? When our prayers change, thinking others' position, I am so thankful. Father God, my prayer that I gave to you when I was in teens or twenties, it was not proper in your heart. I'm sorry. I nowadays pray like this. As I came into spirit, from time to time, we repent of those days that we didn't come into spirit. We repent again of the things that we repented before. Sometimes we discover something we didn't know it was sin. Then we repent. The goodness of Father God, the perfect divine nature of Father God, and His perfect humanity. We have to understand and we have to find things in our heart against it, that we have to speak the right words, and we have to pray with those words, and we have to speak those words to our neighbors, to our members, to our parents, and to our children. We are so touched when we listen to the confession of our senior pastor. We should be able to do the same thing as we pray, as we talk to others. Like Samuel, like David, like Elijah, like Moses, let me pray like them. We should be able to pray like that. When we go to Grand Sanctuary, whenever we look around, we will be surrounded by those people of Holy Spirit. To make it happen, we have to understand Father God's heart and understand His will. We have to be like that. We have to plant comfort and peace into the minds of those who are weak or who does not know the love of Father God. And in any situation, we have to make a confession by faith and with thanks and bring down the blessing of Father God and confirm that Father God is alive. Then, as we make confession like this, we can refresh the heart of Father God. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a TV show that visits a school, and they have a competition among students called Golden Bell. Whenever those who don't give the right answer are excluded from the gym, And whenever the students make the right answer, that their parents are so excited and they become so nervous. When there is, if their son becomes the number one, you know, their parents become so happy. Like the heart of those parents, our Father God and our Lord pays attention to our lips and they can be pleased or they can be sorry. When their children's words can save lives or give comfort to others or help others, their hearts are refreshed and they are pleased. Or they may be sorry or feel sorrow. We have to always think of the confession that Father God wants us to make. We may have to study in this situation, what would our senior pastor do? We have to think and we have to make the right confession. It cannot be done easily. We have to think all the time. We have to study it all the time. We have to examine it all the time. What is the good will of Father God? What Father God wants me to do? Think of Deacon Stephen. Even at the moment he was being stoned to death, he said that he saw the Lord standing on the right hand of Father God. And he said, Father, please forgive them because they don't know what they were doing. So our Lord was standing up at the time, and the Deacon Stephen saw him. Our confession should refresh the heart of Father God and touch His heart. Whenever we go to a summer retreat along with our senior pastor, our faith increases. We receive grace. We experience miracle. When we went to summer retreat, the skies are so clouded. The weather forecast said there would be rain. It would rain. And sometimes the rain poured down. The news anchorman said in reports about the damage of the flood. However, senior pastor said, do you think it's easy to say, I want to see moon, I want to see stars even at the cloudy sky? Do you think it is easy to say like that? However, our mommy members make confession like that. Then when they go to summer retreat, they see clear sky and they can see moon and stars. Well, that's what we do every year. I heard a testimony that someone found one spot which has the very clear spot in the sky, and he found the location of the location which was under the clear sky, and it was the Mammon Church's summer retreat place. Since the beginning of this church, we experienced that whatever the senior pastor prayed for, you know, we experienced that, and it increased our faith. To evangelize the world, the people of the world, and this country, we should be able to understand Father God's heart and speak the right words, even from the beginning. And from the first summer retreat, he said, when you step out, the rain will stop. And as we stepped out, the rain stopped. I was the sixth grader in elementary school. From that moment on, Mammon congregation has experienced great signs and wonders, just as our senior pastor prayed for. And that Father God wants every member of this church to become like Him. The one who can refresh his heart, obey according to His will, just as our senior pastor is doing. Our confession should refresh the heart of Father God and touch His heart. The lips that can save souls. Our lips should save souls and preach the gospel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I urge you to understand Father God's heart all the time and communicate with the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, to speak right words, we have to speak words in accordance with the will of Father God. We should become wise reprover and listening ears. We should be able to speak the words that can refresh our Master's heart. We have to examine what we speak is in accordance with Father God's will. When we reprove people or when we are reproved, we have to discern whether doing it right or not. As you do so, we can please our Father God and refresh His heart. To do that, we have to listen to His voice and be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let's think of the message and pray together.
저희들 이렇게 말씀에 함께 은혜 주심에 감사합니다. 합당한 말 말씀을 드렸습니다. 아버지 보시기에 합당한 말을 내는 저희들 되어줄 수 있도록 축복하여 주시고 저희가 책망을 어떤 말을 지적할 때 또 책망을 드릴 때 어떤 말과 어떤 생각으로 하고 있는지 더 성령의 음성 가운데 살리는 말 소망이 되고 힘을 실어줄 수 있는 말 상대의 마음을 늘 살필 수 있는 우리가 되어줄 수 있도록 내가 책망을 드릴 때는 겸손한 마음으로 나를 비우고 정말 그 더 낮아지고 낮아지는 마음으로 듣게 하여 주시기를 원합니다. 주님의 마음을 시옥해 한 요셉처럼 또 다윗처럼 우리도 늘 아버지의 마음을 내가 함께하는 사람들의 마음에 감동과 생명을 줄 수 있는 목자님의 삶을 기억하고 내 마음에 담아 우리는 그리스도의 편지입니다. 우리는 아버지 원하시는 고백과 삶과 그 아버지의 마음을 닮아가는 저희들 되어줄 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께해 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV in Brain Church's local centers around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. You get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf to hear, the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns, let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces of darkness, go away. their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false and deceiving spirit, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disaster throughout this week. Bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink water, whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.